In 1491, the Catholic forces won what was later known as the Granada War. With this Christian victory, led by Isabella I and Ferdinand II, the Catholics ended the rule of the last Muslim kingdom in the Iberian Peninsula. Their conquista was accomplished. As a result of this defeat, many Muslims left, but some chose to stay mainly in Spain and Portugal. They preferred to convert to Christianity rather than leave their homes. These former Muslims were later called Moriscos. Despite their conversion, unfortunately, Moriscos were never fully accepted by the rest of the population. Moriscos maintained their customs and culture, so they were always seen as different. They were also always accused of practicing Islam in secret. The situation became particularly tough under the rule of King Philip II. Philip II banned Arabic and Arabic names in Spain and wanted to force Moriscos to give up their children to be raised by priests. Moriscos revolted for years against these new laws that targeted them, but the king managed to finally break down the revolts and separate the Moriscos by relocating them to several different regions. With the coming of Philip III, the situation became even worse for Moriscos. Philip III was particularly racist, and by the beginning of the 17th century, the radical Christian sentiment in Spain was at its highest. On another hand, the economic situation was at its worst. The Spanish stolen gold lost value, and as a result of this, tensions rose. Moriscos were often accused of stealing precious Christian jobs. And finally, both in 1609 and 1614, Philip III ordered Moriscos to leave Spain once and for all. They were ordered to depart under the pain of death and confiscation without trial or sentence. They couldn't take with them any money, jewels, or bills of exchange. They could only take what they could carry. An estimated number of 300,000 Moriscos were expelled from Spain in the early 17th century. At this time, this constituted almost 4% of the Spanish population. Most of the Moriscos ended up settling down in different North African cities. Salé was a particularly attractive destination for the Moriscos. Now we can imagine that Moriscos at this point were not particularly fond of Spain. Many of them were eager to become pirates and strike back by attacking Spanish ships. And this is exactly what happened. Many Moriscos joined the Barbary Corsairs. Salé, that had a high number of Moriscos at this point, became a booming pirate port for them. It was in this particular point of history that Jan moved to Salé. When he arrived to Salé, Salé was still under the Moroccan Sultan authority. But as soon as Jan moved to Salé in 1620, Salé declared its independence. The newly formed independent Republic of Salé was actually an official pirate republic, run by a council of 14 pirates and headed by a grand admiral. Casba was its capital. Jan Janszoon was elected the first grand admiral of this newly formed North African Pirate Republic of Salé. Now, obviously, the Moroccan Sultan at that time, Moulay Zidane, didn't like this newly formed pirate republic, and he tried to stop them. But after a failed attack on the city, he ended up having to accept the new republic. He even pretended that he is the one who appointed Jan Janson as the governor of Saleh. It was the Sultan's attempt to preserve at least an appearance of authority in this new republic. It's important to note that the Moroccan Sultan Zidane was not particularly a good sultan. When he took over at the beginning of the century, Morocco entered a period of chaos. Zidane found it very hard to impose his authority on all his territory. At this point of our story, Jan not only was the admiral of the pirate North African Republic of Saleh, he had converted to Islam, changed his name to Murad Reyes, and got married to a Moroccan woman from Saleh. Saleh prospered under Murad's governance, and Murad became a very rich man in the process as well. But Murad was still a pirate at heart, and he still sailed the seas when he had time.